KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies. We have an air quality alert in effect until noon today for the entire listing area, in fact, the entire state of Iowa. We look for widespread fog and haze this morning, otherwise partly cloudy today, a high of 82 with a light and variable breeze. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A call Saturday night about the smell of marijuana emitting from a shed in Shenandoah resulted in the arrest of three people on drug charges. Shenandoah police responded to the 900 block of 6th Avenue at around 7:45 p.m. During the investigation, officers arrested 39-year-old Joshua Edward Wynn of Shenandoah and 21-year-old Tyler Eugene Brazil of Red Oak for possession of marijuana and gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used. Police also arrested 18-year-old Phoebe Rochelle Faye Johnson of Shenandoah for gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used. Wynn and Brazil were both taken to the Page County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond each. Johnson was released after posting a $1,000 bond. Two men who said they were hired to break into the Dallas County Courthouse are now suing the Dallas County Sheriff, Gary DiMercurio, and Justin Wynn filed a lawsuit against Sheriff Chad Leonard. Men worked for Coalfire Labs, a cybersecurity firm hired by the Iowa Judicial Branch to test the security of court facilities. The men said their agreement with the state protected them from arrest, but when they broke into the Dallas County Courthouse in 2019, they said Leonard refused to honor that agreement. DiMercurio and Wynn were jailed and criminally charged, and those charges were eventually dropped. The two are suing Leonard for negligence, false arrest, and defamation, among other claims. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman Saturday night for allegedly driving while license revoked. Authorities report 26-year-old Aspen Renee Riley was taken into custody at around 8:30 p.m. following a traffic stop on 200th Street. Riley was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. The Atlantic City Council is set to meet at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday at City Hall, and during their session, the council is expected to act on passing a resolution adopting job descriptions for the acting deputy city clerk and temporary administrative assistant. The action is necessary because the current deputy city clerk is on an indefinite medical leave. The city crafted a job description for a temporary acting deputy clerk and is looking for an administrative assistant to ensure finance and administration maintains a 3.5 FTE or full-time employee staffing level that has been the practice in the city since August 31st of 2015. City Administrator John Lund says budgeting related to the position will be completed with the fiscal year 2022 revised estimate. He says it will not affect the city's insurance levy, as no new health plans are being made available to either existing or new employees. The city's Personnel and Finance Committee met last week to review the job descriptions, wages, and benefit issues pertaining to the proposal. They subsequently approved those matters and made paid time off a prorated benefit based on the actual hours worked by the employee. The council will act on adopting compensation for the acting deputy clerk and temporary administrative positions. Following action on the resolution I mentioned, they will also act on a related matter of paid time off for permanent part-time positions. In other business, the city council Wednesday will act on orders to appoint the following persons: Dick Cassidy, Fraser Wirtz, Connie Boos, Dave Jones, and Christina Bateman to the Housing Committee, and Jeff Goody to fill a vacancy on the Community Promotion Committee as recommended by Mayor Jones. The council is expected to recognize Hannah Richter for her service to City Hall over the summer, and they'll receive a presentation by Retail Coach Project Director Austin Farmer. The city was identified by Retail Coach as a potential client. If the company's services are approved by the council, it would cost $40,000, with the city paying $35,000 as part of the primary contract cost, possibly through lost revenue or local option sales tax. The Chamber and CADCO have agreed to split the remaining $5,000 in travel and reimbursement costs of the contract at $2,500 each. And the Atlantic City Council is expected to receive a monthly report from Chris Erickson on the animal shelter and code enforcement matters. The Cass County Fair continues today, the last full day of activities during the fair here in Atlantic. At 8 o'clock, there's the beef show, and after that, 1 hour later, there's the beef fitting contest. Also getting underway at 8 o'clock this morning is the 4-H and FFA exhibits. They'll be opening up. At 9 o'clock, the Best of Iowa show, and 11 o'clock, Rotary Watermelon Feed takes place. This afternoon's activities at the Cass County Fair here in Atlantic include the Cass County Cattlemen's Kids Cattle Clinic at 1 o'clock, the Dairy Cattle Show at 2 o'clock, Building Awards at 4, and Parade of Champions at 5:45, along with a bucket of junk and fundraising auction. Then at 6:30 this evening, it's the Grand Champion Beef Selection, and at 7:45, the livestock are released to their owners. And tomorrow at 8 o'clock, there will be the big livestock sale, which we'll have for you here on KJN, and static exhibits will be released from 8 until 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Also in the news this morning, the Des Moines police report a motorcyclist was hospitalized in critical condition after a crash with an alleged drunken driver early Sunday morning. The collision happened in the 1700 block of University Avenue at around 12:13 a.m. Sunday. Police say the unidentified 68-year-old man was riding his motorcycle westbound when a car heading eastbound turned left into the motorcycle's path. The cycle collided with the vehicle's passenger side door. First responders and bystanders started CPR on the motorcyclist. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Police believe the driver who hit him was drunk at the time. They arrested 34-year-old Tina Clark and charged her with OWI, failure to yield, and serious injury by motor vehicle. Clark was released from the Polk County Jail Sunday morning. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.